RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, Today in History, Focus, Indonesian Wonder, and we'll continue our segment with Miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news. Here is the news read by Alika. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo gives solution to reduce congestion in Bogor, Sukabumi. Indonesia making progress in global ICT ranking. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo gives three alternative solutions to reduce congestion in Bogor, Sukabumi, West Java. These three alternatives are the construction of the Bogor-Ciawi-Sukabumi toll route, the construction of the Bogor-Sukabumi double-track railway line, and the airport development plan in Sukabumi. Speaking at the groundbreaking of Bogor-Sukabumi double-track railway in Bogor-Sukabumi at Benda Village Cicuruk Regency, Sukabumi, West Java on Friday, President Joko Widodo said that the construction of Bogor-Ciawi-Sukabumi toll route has started and is expected to be completed by 2019. Meanwhile, for the construction of Bogor-Sukabumi double-track railway, it is expected to be completed by 2020. In regard to the airport development, the president did not detail the location where it will be. He hopes it can be completed by 2020.
Kita harapkan nanti yang Bogor Cigombong ini mungkin Maret. Insyaallah Maret tahun depan ini sudah selesai.
We hope that Bogor-Cigombong will be completed by March 2018. Bogor-Sukabumi could be completed by October 2019. I have also instructed about double-track railway construction to be begun today. Regarding to the airport, Sukabumi Airport, I have talked with the region not to tell where the location is. We will procure the land as soon as possible. All of these infrastructures are important for people to have public transportation, and Sukabumi will have new airport. President Jokowi added that the government aims to introduce any potential in Sukabumi, West Java. He views that Sukabumi has great potential to be introduced to local or foreign people. President Joko Widodo observed the construction of Sukamahi and Ciawi dams in Bogor, West Java on Friday afternoon. During his visit, the president said that the construction of these dams is aimed to overcome flood problems in Jakarta. He remarked that both dams will be able to reduce flooding in Jakarta by 30%. President Jokowi also explained that the development program of these dams has started and is expected to be completed by 2019.
Ini kan kita ingin juga menyelesaikan masalah banjir yang ada di Jakarta.
Of course, we would like to overcome flooding problems in Jakarta. That's why we started from the upstream. Therefore, we construct Sukamahi and Ciawi dams. The land procurement has been 22%. And we expect it will finish by May 2019. By these two dams, there will be water reduction that will flow to Jakarta by 30%. Therefore, the upstream and downstream should be overcome. Furthermore, President Jokowi hopes that the upstream flood handling efforts will be supported with downstream handling efforts by the Jakarta provincial government. He also remarked that this can be done by cleaning drainage, maintenance reservoirs, and the construction of Ciliwung River. Totally, the construction of these two dams cost 1.1 trillion rupiah. The Central Statistics Agency or BPS said on Friday that Indonesia has made significant progress in information and communication technologies or ICT development, with the International Telecommunication Union or ITU considering it among the 10 most dynamic countries in 2016. Despite jumping 3 places in the ITU's development index, Indonesia still ranked 111 among 176 countries and trails behind most of its Southeast Asian neighbors. The index measures the use of internet access and infrastructure and the skill of the people in using the technology. Internet penetration in Indonesia has reached 40% of the population, mostly through the use of mobile and smartphones rather than desktop in offices and at home. According to a report by the Central Bureau of Statistics, Indonesia scored 4.34 in 2016 in the index, up from 3.85 a year earlier. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has launched a book on 50 years of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations or ASEAN to commemorate the history of the organization and determine the steps forward for the association's development. The Director General of the Agency for Policy Assessment and Development at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Siswo Pramono, said on Friday that the book also reviews the centrality and unity of the ASEAN as well as its strategic role in maintaining regional stability. He also stated that the book is mainly concerned with the three pillars of the ASEAN, the political, economic, and socio-cultural aspects, adding that articles on the political pillar were written by Indonesian authors, while the economic pillar topics were written by experts from Singapore, and socio-cultural pillar articles were written by authors from the Philippines. Meanwhile, Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi in the preface to the book remarked that one of the most important achievements attained by the ASEAN over the past 50 years was becoming an ecosystem for peace and stability in the region. Annie Panggabean, the Central Bank's Director Executive of Policy and Payment System Supervision, said on Friday that the Central Bank of Indonesia or BI declines all transactions performed with the speculative digital currency Bitcoin. He stated that besides Indonesia, Bitcoin has been banned by other countries because the virtual currency has failed to protect consumers. And he also affirmed that Bitcoin could harm the stability of economy sector. Because of its transaction, the digital currency could spark the steep fluctuation. The central bank will maintain coordination with the Financial Service Authority or OJK and other ministries to oversee the Bitcoin transactions already performed in Indonesia. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati earlier said that she hoped people would stop investing in the high speculative digital currency such as Bitcoin. Hence, she called on the people to choose more secured investment which have been approved by the authority. Japanese automotive spare parts producer Sango Corporation has agreed to use products of state-owned steelmaker Krakatau Steel as part of Sango's efforts to increase local content. Under the agreement, Krakatau Steel will process raw materials imported by Sango to become wire rods that will be used by Sango to produce automotive spare parts in its factory in Karawang, West Java. Meanwhile, Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartanto welcomed the agreement, saying it would increase local content in the automotive industry in the country. George Halasi, President Director of TSIG Holding Party Ltd., a Sango subsidiary, said that his company had invested $40 million, but the total investment was projected to reach $95 million. However, Halesi said that the investment projection relied on the ministerial regulation and the market prospect of automotive spare parts. The local content of its products will initially be at about 30% and will be gradually increased to 60%. The last item. The Jakarta Police and the State Logistics Agency or Bulog are conducting a market operation to maintain price stability and availability of basic commodities in Jakarta for Christmas and New Year. The operation will last for 8 days, running from December 14 until December 21st. Jakarta Police Deputy Chief Brigadier General Purwadi said on Friday that the market operation is aimed at maintaining the supply of basic commodities as well as tackling wrongdoings in the market that can disrupt price stability, such as food hoarding. The market operation is being conducted at traditional markets across the capital city. Additionally, the Jakarta Police and Bulog team will go to residential areas and low-cost apartment buildings or Rusunawa to sell low-priced staple foods. Listener, that was the news. This is Adair World Service Voice of Indonesia with press review. Various important issues occurring this week are featured in editorials of some leading media published in Jakarta and are summarized in the press review. Let's start from Koran Sindo. In its editorial Monday, 11 December, the paper writes, Jerusalem and World Peace. United States President Donald Trump's policy of recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel continues to be rejected and triggered the outrage of the international community. U.S. unilateral arrogant stance is considered to harm the peace of the Middle East, which has been relatively controlled. The Indonesian government is required to play an active role in solving this problem, especially how to urge Trump to revoke this ridiculous decision. Many people call the issue of Israel and Palestine a perpetual conflict because until now there is no permanent solution. Some name it as a matter of conflicts because the Palestine-Israel conflict is not just between two parties. There are many countries that have major roles and interests in it. Sindo newspapers appreciates the Indonesian government firmly rejecting the U.S. policy. So far, Indonesia has never acknowledged the existence of the State of Israel. Apart from that, Indonesia needs to work extra to be able to fight for the struggle of the Palestinian people who had been oppressed by the arrogance of Israel. The main thing is how Indonesia, through the Organization of the Islamic Conference or OIC, could make President Trump withdraw his policy related to Jerusalem. This is important to ensure the realization of world peace. Turning to Media Indonesia newspaper, which in its editorial Wednesday, 13 December writes, City flooded, residents suffer. A routine disaster should increase readiness. Such disasters can be predicted. Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency has made weather forecasts when rain occurs, where it occurs with a certain intensity. Jakarta is a city of regular floods should be ready, even very ready, to face it. Unfortunately, it has not been seen in Jakarta these days. Floods that are indeed the old treat in the capital have not caused readiness of the city government. When Jakarta was hit by heavy rain on Tuesday, 12 December, floods occurred in several roads in some areas. Mitigation measures, the myth of floods recede. Media Indonesia newspaper, however, assessed technical problems and various infrastructure flaws had caused the floods at the time. It pointed out that the various negligence in care and oversight that is really the responsibility of the provincial government. According to Media Indonesia, it is time for the governor and vice governor of DKI Jakarta to show the real readiness in facing the flood. To end the press review, here is Business Indonesia. In its editorial Friday, 15 December, it writes, Maintaining Capital Market Optimism. Throughout this year, the composite stock price index seems to relentlessly give surplus prices. On Thursday, 14 December, the weakening stock markets in the region did not necessarily make GCI Composite Stock Price Index follow the trend. The index recorded its highest record that closes the level of 6,113. In addition, foreign investors buying and selling continued consecutively on the 11th day. The action of local investors to foreign action became a new force in the Indonesian stock market. Seeing this, the Stock Exchange Authority must also continue to provide security and comfort to those transacting in the capital market, including strengthening oversight and providing firm action on the behavior of rough issuers that could harm investors. That was Press Reviews.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, we meet again with me, Alika, in our regular Today in History over at Radio Service Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event on December 16, 1965, when AKABRI was established. Akademi Angkatan Bersenjata Republik Indonesia, or AKABRI, is the Indonesian National Armed Forces Academy, which scores the first officer or second lieutenant. This academy was established on December 16, 1965. The academy is integration of four dimensions, namely the Army Academy or Military Academy located in Magelang, the Naval Academy in Surabaya, the Air Force Academy in Yogyakarta, and the Police Academy in Semarang. Coaching and management of the academy is held by Commander General of the Armed Forces Academy of Indonesia. After Reformation 1998, since 1st April 1999, the Police Academy separated from the Academy so that the Indonesian National Armed Forces Academy changes its name to be National Army Academy of Indonesia and only consists of three dimensions. The last event was in 1991 when Kazakhstan proclaimed its independence. In early 18th century, Kazakhstan was controlled by Russia. When communist revolution won in Russia and Soviet Union established since 1920, Kazakhstan became one of 15 countries which was joined in Soviet Union. Along with the dissolution of the Soviet Union, Kazakhstan proclaimed on December 16, 1991 and becomes republic. Kazakh nation is the biggest ethnic which lives in Kazakhstan and is the descendant of Turkey and Mongol. That was Today in History.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is Air Web Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today, it's on Indonesia is determined to accelerate realization of the World Maritime Axis. The government is determined to accelerate the realization of Indonesia as a maritime axis of the world. In addition to continuing to maintain sovereignty in the sea, inter-island connectivity through sea tolls is also to be spurred for the prosperity of the people. Minister of Home Affairs Cahyo Kumolo, representing President Joko Widodo, opened the 2017 Nusantara or Archipelago Day celebration at Muara Jati Pier, Cirebon, West Java, Wednesday, 13 December. Team Gotong Royong or Mutual Cooperation in Diversity of the Archipelago to realize Indonesia as the maritime axis of the world. On the occasion, Mr. Cahyo said that he wanted the commemoration of the Archipelago Day is not merely ceremonial but becomes an integrated development for the outer and remote islands. Nusantara Day is held to commemorate the declaration of Juanda December 13, 1957. It stated to the world that the Indonesian Sea, including the sea around between within Indonesia Archipelago, is a unified territory of the United States of Republic of Indonesia. According to Cahyo, with the spirit of Juanda Declaration, which is a milestone of unification of the territory of Indonesia as an archipelago country, the sea is not separating, but rather unifying the nation. Minister Cahyo Kumolo also explained that the reason for choosing the city of Cirebon as the host of Nusantara Day 2017, this shrimp city plays an important role in the field of economy and maritime in Indonesia. It is a maritime axis and an economic axis. To maintain the sovereignty of the state, the government plans to build 3 military bases. They are scattered on the island of Natuna, Riau Islands Province, Selaru Island in the province of Maluku, and Bitung Island in the province of North Sulawesi. All the islands are bordered by other countries. Present in the commemoration of Nusantara Day 2017, Navy Chief of Staff Admiral Ade Supandi, West Java Governor Ahmad Heriawan, and Mayor of Cirebon Nasruddin Aziz. The event is displayed a variety of coastal art of Cirebon, sea evacuation, the battle attraction by the Navy, and parachuting. During Nusantara Day 2017 celebration, the Ministers of Home Affairs accompanied by Governor Aher released the export of maritime trade to Denmark, America and Australia and expected the exhibition of Indonesian maritime production. That was Focus Today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. President Joko Widodo gives 3 alternative solutions to reduce congestion in Bogor, Sukabumi, West Java. President Joko Widodo observed the construction of Sukamahi and Ciawi dams in Bogor, West Java on Friday afternoon. The Central Statistics Agency, or BPS, said on Friday that Indonesia has made significant progress in information and communication technology development, with the International Telecommunication Union considering it among the 10 most dynamic countries in 2016. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has launched a book on 50 years of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations to commemorate the history of the organization and determine the steps forward for the association's development. Eni Panggabean, the Central Bank's Director Executive of Policy and Payment System Supervision, said on Friday that the Central Bank of Indonesia declines all transactions performed with the speculative digital currency, Bitcoin. Krakatau Steel and Japanese spare part maker agreed to increase local content. Japanese automotive spare parts producer Sango Corporation has agreed to use products of state-owned steelmaker Krakatau Steel as part of Sango's efforts to increase local content. The Jakarta Police and the State Logistics Agency, or Bulog, are conducting a market operation to maintain price stability and availability of basic commodities in Jakarta for Christmas and New Year. Listener, that was the news in brief. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hey listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to one of typical foods in Yogyakarta. Stay tuned! Listener, Yogyakarta has a lot of uniqueness which is interesting to be explored, no exception from typical foods. Besides the well-known gudeg and krecek which belongs to Yogyakarta as typical foods, there is another food which is almost extinct, namely kicikan. Listener, kicikan comes from Banjardowo Hamlet, Gedang Rejo Village, Karang Mojo Sub-District, Gunung Kidul Regency, Yogyakarta Province. According to local people, the food which has been existed since hundreds of years ago and from generation to generation, it is cooked by local people. Kicikan is cuisined with cow or goat meat as the main stuff, but most kicikan is from cow meat. Besides meat, kicikan can also be added with oval. Now, why is the delicious food named kicikan? It is because the slices of meat and oval are cooked by using Gunung Kidul typical seasoning, namely kicik. Kicik seasoning is made from kicik leaf, which makes the food having savory and sweet taste. Kicikan is more suitable to be enjoyed with tiwul or liwet rice. Tiwul is typical of Wonogiri, made from cassava flour. Dried cassava continues to be pounded. While nasi liwet or liwet rice is a succulent rice dish cooked in coconut milk, chicken broth and spices from Solo, Central Java, Indonesia. Common steamed rice is usually cooked in water, but nasi liwet is rice cooked in coconut milk, chicken broth, salam leaves, and lemongrass, thus giving the rice a rich, aromatic, and succulent taste. Because the taste is savory and sweet, for those who like a spicy flavor, can add onion sauce. Although kicikan is a legend and delicious food, it is almost endangered. Vendors rarely sell kicikan, so the food is difficult to be found. Although difficult, it doesn't mean there is no vendor who sells it. If you want to taste it, you can come to traditional markets in Gunung Kidul, but not all markets in Gunung Kidul sell kicikan. Only some places sell kicikan, and usually it is not sold every day because the markets only open in certain time according to Javanese calendar. One portion of kicikan is only 5,000 rupiah. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, on Miss Leni. Listener, two-thirds of Indonesia is maritime that has much wealth of natural resources, but biological resources that can be renewed and non-biological resources. Marine energy and marine service until now have not been used optimally. Related with diverse biological resources in Indonesia, today's miscellany is about soft-shell crab. One of marine mammals that protects themselves with hard shell, but it is very popular in community, is crab. Crab is not only desirable because of delicious taste and easy to process, but also contains several essential nutrients. Unfortunately, if you enjoy a dish made from crab, you will face the difficulty. That is, first you must open the hard shell and it takes time and effort. Now, you can enjoy a crab that can be eaten the whole body, no exception, a hard shell. Yusinta Fujaya, professor of University of Hasanuddin in Makassar, South Sulawesi, who is also a researcher, finds that a method to soften the shell of crab. The method by Professor Yushi, a nickname from Yusinta, is inspired by figure Popeye, a sailor character in cartoon. Before he fight against his rival, Popeye will eat spinach. So, Popeye's body become muscular, fit, and tough for his rival. Listener, Yushi start doing research on spinach. Apparently, spinach contains ecdysteroid hormone that can stimulate an old crab skin to peel and rejuvenate the skin. Compared with a method that had been done in Thailand and some areas in Indonesia, through the mutilation, a crab leg stimulate an old shell to release and produce a new soft shell. Yushi's method is much safer and not injures the animal. By injecting extract of spinach to crab's body, the period of softening shell could be shortened from the usual 30 to 35 days to 16 to 20 days. Yushinta and her team called this finding with Phytomold. Professor Yushi said that an advantage of soft-shell crab is when the shell releases naturally calcium and the shell drown naturally into crab's body. Soft crab is rich of calcium, which may neutralize cholesterol and control blood sugar for diabetic. Phytomold products now have been used in some small and medium enterprises or SMEs, which develop crab in Makassar as the city of the Angin Mamiri. Through these businesses, many farmers benefit because their welfare being fulfilled and could send their children to pursue higher education. Listener, that was miscellany for today's edition with the topic Yusinta Fujaya and soft shell crab. See you again with other interesting topic. Bye bye.
meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hey listener, wherever you are, welcome to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Kawang Awang. To initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Repeat. Enjoy the song.
Bayangan tersudut, buah hati merangkak dewasa, hitam putih luka liku, pasrah membekas di balik mata.
Listener, you've just listened to the first song entitled Repeat, sung by Kawang Awang. Although the title of the song in English, the song entitled Repeat is in Indonesian nuance. The nuance can be felt from the typical sound of West Java. Through poetic words, the song describes process of human life that repeatedly learns to manage feeling, loss, and emotion. Kawang Awang itself is a band which was established in 2014, playing folka and experimental pop genre. Four men who established Kawang Awang are Ridwan Fatam alias Gomex, Iqbal Bale, Bila, and Rudaina Dai. The four personnel of Kawang Awang want to present reality, experience, environment, and surrounding nature through their works. Listener, let's listen to next song entitled Salah Sasaran. Enjoy the song.
Simpan ini sejak lalu, terukir penuh untukmu. Ini bukan sekedar rasa, tapi tentang masa nanti. Sekarang, besok, lusa atau nanti, engkau pun akan tahu. Rasa ini benar-benar indah, jikalau engkau juga merasakannya.
Listener, you are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia in the segment Music Corner, which is discussing about Kawang Awang. Similar with the song entitled Repeat, the song entitled Salah Sasaran is also from part which was written by Kawang Awang's personnel. But Repeat is full of philosophy meaning, while Salah Sasaran is romantic song. The song tells about a man who hides his feeling for a long time, but unfortunately the idol girl is not aware of his love. Accompanied by Sundanese flute, which is blown by Rudaina Dai, Kawang Awang works are called as soothing and is often equated with condition of Bandung's nature where the bands come from. Kawang Awang has already presented in the Independent Indonesian Music World for 3 years and has released 3 single albums, namely Repeat, Salah Sasaran, and Kisah Kecil Untuk Masa Yang Panjang. Although only 3 songs, Kawang Awang's work are quite ideal, because behind the simplicity of the lyrics and arrangement, Kawang Awang's songs are full of philosophical meaning and also the cultural elements of Indonesia. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Kisah Kecil Untuk Masa Yang Panjang. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Ada cerita di atas duka, seakan pilu penuh derita. Anak gembala tak tahta, memandangi hangatnya langit. Teman mainnya hanya hayalan, mimpi-mimpinya kian tak bertepi. Di bawah pohon ia berkata, sebenarnya tiada ujungnya.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
kesukaan. Bayangan tersudut, buah hati merangkak dewasa, hitam putih luka liku. Pasrah membekas di balik mata.
Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
Simpan ini sejak lalu, terukir penuh untukmu. Ini bukan sekedar rasa, tapi tentang masa nanti. Thank you.
simpan untukmu seluruhnya. Bukan temanmu, bukan saudaramu, sungguh untuk dirimu. Sekarang, besok, lusa atau nanti, engkau pun akan tahu. Rasa ini benar-benar indah jikalau engkau juga merasakannya.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.